Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now let's get to a real sport, okay? I'm tired of talking about this other crap. Mm. You know that tonight is the night.
It is. Tonight's the night?
Maybe you don't.
Are we talking a little basketball? Is that what we're talking about?
Tonight is the NBA Cup finale between the Spurs and the Knickerbockers.
Can I tell you, hand to God, I found out about this like 10:15 this morning when I heard of like a sports update.
Better late than never.
And I was like, what?
Then you went and proceeded to spend all day breaking down the matchup?
No, but I will say that Blake Griffin and some lady have been like coming across my feed with the NBA Cup commercials, and I immediately just tune out. I can't believe we're still trying to make that a thing. Is this the third year of it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe so.
And if I'm not mistaken, is it the Lakers and Bucks that are the Cup champion?
From the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the two better teams in the NBA before the Bucks fell apart?
I believe the NBA Cup has been owned by the
Lakers.
Look at you
with your NBA Cup knowledge.
Hey, man, I'm up on this. This is a big deal.
Let's break it down. Spurs, Knicks, minus...
Nobody cares.
Da-da-da-da.
Nobody cares.
Ba-da-da-da, basketball. Give me the basketball. Minus 2.5, Knicks.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know, the Spurs, that was an upset. They beat the Thunder the other day.
Oh, so now they've lost twice.
Well, the Thunder have,
Thunder
Spurs upset the Thunder. You know, the Thunder really wanted that.
Did they?
They wanted the NBA Cup.
They wanted the Cup.
Well, sure. I mean, you can't have the... Well, I guess you can.
Yeah, you can.
But they really wanted the...
Boy. I'm
And they're not getting it.
I'm dead serious here.
Because of Wemby.
10 years. I'm giving you 8 more years.
Wemby won't be playing in 10 years.
I guess that would be 7. 7 years. Because this will be the third year. So after 10 years, does this have any traction whatsoever?
No, it's terrible. But I'm fired up.
There is nothing.
I'm a real sportsman.
There is nothing I could care about less than the NBA Cup.
Nothing?
Nothing. Find me something.
Troy is playing Jacksonville State tonight in a bowl game.
I would much rather watch that and gamble on it than I would the NBA Cup.
I do wonder what the ratings will be tomorrow. Oh my God.
For what? The NBA Cup?
For the NBA Cup versus this bowl game tonight.
Ooh, that's a good comparison. I'm going to jot that down for tomorrow and see if I can... Because I'll see here.
That'll be a good question.
Troy?
Well, that's got... I mean, come on.
Well, a bowl game, even during the week, what?
Versus
3 to 5 million viewers? Maybe 2 at the least, right?
Well, I'll put all the sports on for the evening on the list. I'll see if I can come up with that for tomorrow. Because you got some college basketball out there tonight.
You know. First off, there's got to be a lot of people like me that were like, what? The cup final is on? Had I not listened to that sports report, I'd have no idea. And I see the stupid commercial. I see Blake Griffin, he's on there, and he's like, they've been fighting. He's like driving in a car. There's some hot with him. I don't know who it is, and I don't care. And I'm like, why are you trying to? I feel like it's, what is that, like scene from Mean Girls? Quit trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen. It's not going to. But keep pushing that NBA Cup. Does Danny even care about the NBA Cup? I think that guy touches himself to the NBA, and I'm not certain he cares about the NBA Cup.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he didn't.
I'm going to text him and ask him, like, do you give two S's about the NBA Cup? Because that can't.
I bet he defends it.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. By the way, Cooper Flagg, in one other NBA nugget for the evening, Cooper Flagg, youngest ever to hit to drop 40.
Yeah, I did see that. Didn't they lose, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they lost.
Cares, man. He dropped 40.
Now, if this gives you anything, the NBA quarterfinals, they averaged a whopping 1 million viewers.
Ooh. Jesus, that's bad.
So, just.
What is the regular NBA? I mean, is. What? A million?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Just over a million.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And then this random Tuesday night.
This is from 4 days ago. And that, by the way, I think that was Lakers-Spurs, if I'm not mistaken.
Man. Jeez. For what they're going to be calling this, like, championship game. And I'm sure the players are going to be giving effort tonight. It's like, what, 500 grand plus per player if they win on the winning team? So, I mean, the game itself
will
shoot
a couple extra threes for that.
Yeah.
By the way, that was bolstered by Lakers-Spurs that did a whopping 1.4 million, but was drugged down by the Warriors-Rockets, I guess, or whatever the other.
So is the NBA
the other final was?
Is the NBA in a crisis, and we just don't care because it's so much in a crisis that we don't care?
Yeah.
I mean,
is it more of a crisis than we even let on? We kind of write off the NBA here. At least on our show, not on all the shows on The Fan, thankfully. Yeah. So NBA fans have places to go on The Fan. Ours is not going to be the best NBA for you, far from it. Yeah. But we just don't like I just don't like the league. I'm not going to speak for you. I just think the league sucks. Is it worse than we think? Are we like overlooking how bad it is because we don't follow it?
I feel like the NBA, because I watch the NBA for the Blazers. I try to catch a hunk of every Blazer game, and so that's how I stay up on the NBA. Through that lens. And I still enjoy watching the Blazers just for the sake of it's hometown team. We do the show. I check it out. But I will tell you, as someone that grew up watching the NBA, I don't like the product. I'm not overly interested in it. It is.
Well, it sucks. I mean, yeah, we can all agree on that.
It's just, it's not my jam.
Is it a worse crisis?
I just feel like it's settled into a little bit of what every sport not named football is. Because we said the same thing about baseball. We say the same thing about hockey. You say the same thing about soccer. their audience is robust and there are a lot of people that care and revenue is up and people go to games and all of that. But the idea of this big growth coming and what can the NBA do? I don't think that there's some huge growth potential. I just think this is, you've kind of settled into where you're at, and people that are NBA fans are going to love the NBA. And I think this is the same thing with Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball tried to make the game better for the masses, but for the most part, it's a regional sport, right? You have a handful of national stories, but for the most part, it's regional. I think that's what the NBA is. And for a long time, I thought the NBA thought that, I believe the NBA thought that they were going to one day challenge the NFL and become this big giant thing. And it's not. Now, globally, it works. That's why I think the NBA, it loves global expansion, because I just don't think the U.S. market, there is this giant growth coming where we all embrace this product.
No, there's no growth. I mean, it's losing people. It's not, there's no growth potential there unless they get their act together and make it a much better product. But the game of basketball, the sport itself, is fantastic. It's just the product of the NBA has just been so watered down. And we don't need to go into all the reasons why. It's just like, I don't even know why we'd be talking about growth potential. I'm asking the question, is it way worse than maybe we even know just because we don't really follow it? I mean, those ratings, that number is alarming. You're talking about 1 million viewers for a big game between two of your premier players?
Now, I think this was, I'm looking through here, so this was on Amazon Prime.
That hurts it.
So last year it was on TNT, but it was down, so I was looking here. So this is the quarterfinals, so you had, what were the other ones? Spurs, Lakers, you had Thunder, you said the... who was the other one? I'm just looking here. Suns Thunder was on there. I'm just looking at some of them. These are decent size, obviously, teams and that are really good. And most of them, the biggest one was that Spurs Lakers at 1.4. Everything else was right around 1 million viewers. That's down 20 to 28% from TNT last year. So how much of that is to Prime versus TNT? Mm-hmm. How much of that is the NBA Cup, people not caring? How much of that is the general product? I don't know. But I don't think if you're the NBA, you're thrilled right now with the growth in the TV of the TV market.
Well, but you, I wouldn't signed, be thrilled. I'd be panicking.
But you signed a massive deal, and money's still rolling in. That's true. So.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you got, like I said, Cooper Flagg's legit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kid's only 19 or something.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yep.
And you have Wemby. The future.
Yeah, there's plenty of
star
of stars.
Power looks good, but if they can stay healthy.
Yeah.
But of course, they'll just duck out of games to stay healthy.
Well, and that goes, and that's to a larger thing, right? I mean, we've talked about that a million times, and I don't have the answer to any of that. I just know that to me, if I was a patron and I was getting ready to buy a ticket because I wanted to go see X, like if you're going to see a Blazer game and you're a Blazer fan, cool. But if you're like, hey, the Spurs are in town, I'm going to pay to go see Wemby, I ain't buying that ticket until the day before the game. I'm just not. Because how many, that's a huge bugaboo for me, is you just don't know on a day-to-day basis who the hell's going to play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.